Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Ursinus running back Stacy Gardner having an outstanding sophomore season. The Upper Dublin product has helped the Bears to an outstanding 3-0 start. And Stacy, first of all, congratulations on the success. And how much fun has the first few weeks of the season been?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And it's been a blast. I mean, I didn't think we're going to have such a great turnaround from last season, but I'm excited to see how we're going to keep this up.
It was a struggle last year. You guys have already won more games this year than you did a season ago. What's the biggest difference? What's clicked this year that maybe didn't last year?
I'd probably say just the effort in general. I feel like everybody kind of knows what we got to get done and has done their very best in the season, out of season, during the workouts to get better, not only as individual players, but as an entire team.
Talk to me a little bit about what's worked for you. Looking at your numbers through three games, you've almost eclipsed most of your numbers from a year ago as far as carries and yards, and your yards per carry way up. How much of this success is just you getting fed the ball constantly and getting the carries you need?
Well, coming into the season, Coach early on let me know that we're going to have to get me the ball some more. And I just kind of had to take the mentality that I was going to do my best every time I got a chance to. But also, like I said, like, we got a great strength condition coach, Coach Hoffman, who's just been doing an amazing job in the weight room with us. Like, I can't even, like, describe, like, the helping that's done for us as a team. Like, we all like Coach Hoffman. We all like what he's doing. We're all getting after when we're in the weight room. He's making sure we're going 100%. And I think that really has a big impact, not only what I'm doing, but just in general as a team. Like, my line has been blocking a lot better. Like, Tom doing a great job with the reads, make sure, like, I get the ball and I'm supposed to get the ball. And, like, we're just – everything's just clicking right now. I think that everybody's doing what they got to do to win games, and that's what we've been doing so far.
And looking at the numbers offensively, it seems like you guys are quite balanced. You know, Garlick's done a nice job in the passing game, spreading it to a bunch of different receivers, and the running game's really been full bore. How much does that balance help as far as defenses don't know where to attack?
I think that's the best part about it. I mean, like you said it right there, like, everybody's getting the ball and nobody knows who's getting the ball next. Like, as long as we're doing everything we need to do at 100%, and everybody gives it everything they got, no team can keep up with every player on our offense. We have too many playmakers. It's just not going to happen.
Where's the confidence of this group after going through and learning last year and to get off to this start, and you win that crazy game against Gettysburg a couple weeks ago, then you get the homecoming win? Where's the confidence right now?
I think confidence is just us being a close team. Like, we all know what we're capable of. Last year, there were sparks here and there. Like, we knew we could do it. We just fell short. But coming in this year, we knew what we had to do. We knew what we could have done last year. And now the confidence is there. And we saw it last year that we knew we were going to be able to do it. We just knew we had to get it done. And we took that extra step to get over that hump that we didn't get over last year.
And why Ursinus, when you were looking to play college football or looking at colleges, why did you decide to become a Bear?
Well, because, like I said, the relationship with the coaches here really had a huge impact. I really felt close to them immediately. But also, when I came in, Coach let me know that I had a good chance of playing really early, and that he just reinsured everything that I was going to play. And that was probably the biggest thing for me coming in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.